This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Okay, joining us now is Nancy Atkinson from Universe Today, and also one of the people behind the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. Welcome to the Jodcast, Nancy.
Thanks, Stuart.
And thanks for joining us in this busy time between Christmas and New Year while everyone's visiting family and friends.
Yeah, it's been busy, but it's always nice to take a little time out for astronomy.
It is. Now, as I said there, you're one of the people behind the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. And can you just tell us what's happened over the past 365 days?
Well, we successfully put out 365 podcasts in 2009. And it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of different people come up with some very innovative podcasts and very informative podcasts. And we had people doing it from all around the world, which was really exciting. And it was especially exciting for me because I got to virtually meet a lot of people online. So I really enjoyed that and really enjoyed hearing all of the voices of astronomy from all around the world, you know, the amateurs and the armchair astronomers and also professional astronomers and people that work on space missions and that kind of thing too. So it was really fun. And the exciting thing coming up now is that we're going to continue the podcast in 2010.
Right. Have you already got people to fill the slots, or are you looking for more people in 2010?
We are still looking for more people. Right now we have about 200 days that have been spoken for, but that course...
Wow, already?
Yes, already. So that's pretty exciting. We've had a lot of people from last year who decided they wanted to do it again. They were courageous enough to do it again. And then we also have some new people who, you know, have been listeners of the podcast this past year and decided they wanted to get in on the act too. So that's pretty exciting. But of course, you know, that still leaves us with 165 days about to fill. So we do have some days at the end of January that we kind of need to fill. So if anybody listening here is adventurous and can come up with a podcast kind of quickly, we'd be more than willing to let you have a date in January.
And the topic can be anything to do with astronomy.
Yeah, anything to do with astronomy or space missions or, you know, pretty much anything that lights your fire or that you're interested in or knowledgeable about.
I have a question about the last year of podcasts, and this is perhaps a dangerous question to ask, but do you have any particular favorites of your own that you really enjoyed during the year?
Oh boy, that's a...
I don't mean to show any favoritism or anything, but
that's kind of a tough question. I guess I enjoyed there was one person who talked about building an observatory on his father-in-law's ranch. It just was a really neat podcast. He had sound effects where there were cows mooing and and all this stuff, and kind of the building process was kind of fraught with adventure, and it was just a really nice story. He had his kids talking on it and on the podcast, and it was just a nice kind of feel-good show. Other favorites were talking to people about the Apollo missions. Some people interviewed some of the people that were involved, and also the Voyager missions. Dr. Ed Stone was interviewed actually a couple of times by a couple of different people, and that was really fun to hear his perspective on things, you know, now that the Voyager missions are, 40 years on. So that's pretty cool.
Well, we look forward to 2010 and the 365 Days of Astronomy continuing. I guess it's keeping the same name.
Yes.
Subtitle, yeah. Year 2 or... something?
You know, we haven't come up with a great subtitle. You know, it says it's the podcast of the International Year of Astronomy, but I guess this is a legacy project of the International Year of Astronomy. So we're going to try to keep the spirit of the International Year of Astronomy alive and keep it going.
Very good. Well, we wish you luck. And as you said, if any of our listeners feel like turning their hands to making their own podcast, they can get in touch with you. How did they go about doing that?
You can go to the 365 Days of Astronomy website, which is 365daysofastronomy.org, And you can email us at signup@365daysofastronomy.org, or you can email me directly, Nancy@365daysofastronomy.org.
And is there anything particular they have to tell you when they want to sign up?
If they have a date in mind, you also on the 365 Days of Astronomy website, you can go to the calendar tab and you can see what days are still available. So if you have a day in mind that you would like to do a podcast, that would be helpful. Otherwise, if you don't, I'll assign you a date. And if you want to give me an idea of your topic, that would be just fine too.
Right. Well, we advise all our listeners to think about contributing, because it's been a really successful project this year and it's been really fun listening to all the different perspectives from around the world, as you said before.
Yeah, we have about 30,000 downloads a week. So, a lot of people are listening to these podcasts. So if you want your voice to be heard, this is a great way to do it.
People may recognize your name, actually, as apart from listening to the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast, they may recognize you if they go to the Universe Today website, because you're one of the main writers on there, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's been a lot of fun. I've been writing for Universe Today since 2004, and it's a great little website where you can get a lot of news, and we try to keep things updated as quickly as possible. We've just added some new writers, so hopefully we're going to have some more exciting and fun things to read about, especially coming up in 2010.
So people can go and check out Universe Today for more up-to-date news than the Jodcast, because we're only once every few weeks, whereas Universe Today provides news every day. So that website is www.universetoday.com. Nancy, thank you very much for talking to us.
My pleasure, Stuart. Thanks for having me on.